Hello and welcome to Living on Loving Life. I'm Preston Swanson and this is my lovely mom, Marianne.
Hello everyone, thanks so much for joining us.
And we just thought it'd be a really special time just to sit here and have a nice chat about how amazing this world is, you know? And we just wanted to give some messages that we've been given and share it with others. And also, since this is a live show, remember you can call in at any time if you have any questions or just want to bring up something, you know? So, yeah. And you know the call-in line, right? Well, you don't. Oh, well, if you do, then call in. It's on the website. Anyways, we're going to talk. We saw this amazing movie today, actually. And we just want to bring up the issue about how sometimes people put other people first and then put the other person, like, second shoe kind of thing. And we really want to put the message out there that everybody is equal and perfect the way they are and that they really should be accepted for who they are. Because we just saw this really great movie, and at first it just looked like, you know, a funny movie, but it actually had a really great message. It was called Fred Claus. I know, it's like, how can that have a great movie, you know? But anyways, it was all about, you know, how this guy is the brother to Santa Claus. And his mom would always say, oh, you know, if you were only like him a bit more. And he tried to be the best brother he could. But they just, every time he tried to do something good, he did it way better. And so he always felt like he was, you know, not good enough. And as he grew up, he still had that issue, and you could see it loud and clear in his life. And so finally, you know, they realized that he's perfect just the way he is, and they've been always putting him second place. And also, another thing of it, it's not just that, but there's also the whole judgment about the naughty nice list, you know, and Christmas is coming up, and
separating people,
mm-hmm. Right? But in the movie, I don't want to give this away, but it's such a great movie, they finally realize there is no naughty. They're all nice. There's a really great quote in it, and it says, you know what's really bugging me since I got here? The whole naughty nice thing. You know, there may be kids that are nice and great, and the naughty kids, there's no naughty kids. They're just not understood. They don't feel like they're worth it, or they're not listened to, but they're not naughty.
Right.
You know.
And when you label them like that, then that really creates an energy of hurt in them. And then pretty soon, if you keep calling them that certain title, then they're just going to put that out, and that's going to be a big part of their life.
Exactly. And so we really want to just give this message out to everybody, that everybody's equal and that labels don't help anybody. We also want to focus on another message that we've been received as well. Okay, you know all these positive, high vibration people, right? And they're always positive and light and stuff. Have you ever been around someone who's like, oh, there's only positive at all, you know? Nothing else. But the thing is, you want peace, right? You're not against anything. That's what they say. But if you're against, you know, the other side, you're against it. You know, if you're ignoring it, oh, it's not there, it's nothing, then you're actually pushing against it. It's a conflict. But if you accept it as it is, and know that we are both sides, and it's okay, because it's not you're not one or the other. You're not both. Mm-hmm. But it's what you embrace that matters. And once you accept it and love it as whole, you'll feel much more whole yourself already. And you can accept others much more. Because now it's the time for judgment to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Less by less, as much as you can, because it's hard to just let it go. But if you just slowly let it go, pretty soon, there'll be no judgment.
Less by, you know.
Less by less.
Yeah. Like one day, you know, try to complain less, and the other day, you know, appreciate more. And if you just keep taking those steps, this is what Preston and I have found so much. What we think about now manifests so quickly. And so we just have to be very aware of what we're thinking about, talking about, and speaking. And just realize that everybody is awesome right where they are. They don't have to add anything else to their life. They're awesome just because they were born. You know, that's their innate gift that's from the universe that every one of us have. And so we're just so thankful and so grateful, and we're just appreciative that BBS Radio is here, and, you know, and they're allowing a lot of people to just speak their truth. And it's so important.
Yes, and you are an amazing gift, and you're perfect where you are just by being born.
Yes.
You can't change anyone, and you can't change yourself unless you want change,
right.
You know?
Yeah. But because your basic energy is very good. It's pure, it's incredible, you know, and the things that happen to us in our lives, you know, it's just important to go through them and realize that they have been a gift. And even if it's been the hardest and the toughest, and I've been through some very hard and tough things, but now that I look at it from a different perspective, I totally get that it's been an incredible gift. And it's totally brought up the courage and the strength and the faith muscle that is so very powerful now and is so important now. And so that's why all these different things in my life has happened.
Exactly. And also, the more you say it's going to get easier, the more it is going to get easier. Because what I found out is, see, you've heard this message plenty of times, you know, life's what you make it, you know, it starts with what you make it. And you are the controller of your life, you know? Well, I really get this loud and clear and strongly. Okay, think of your life like you're an artist, and your life is this beautiful canvas, right? Well, you decide everything that happens in it. You create everything that happens. And you create the feelings of how you feel when that happens. You also have the decision to go, hey, wait a minute, stop. You know, I don't like that dog that I painted. I'll just, you know, paint a different dog, you know. Or, oh, I'm, you know, make this fence. Wait a minute, I don't want that fence, you know. Erase it, do something else. Just like in life, you know. Oh, I didn't like that decision I made. Well, change it, you know, make a different one. And every, you know, every single decision that you make is another step to the amazing outcome and future that's ahead. But the most part is, if you focus on being in the now, right now, everything will go so much smoother. Because just even thinking about something in the future, remembering something from the past, you're not in the now. I mean, it's okay to reminisce a bit, but if you always live your life in, oh, those were the days, or, oh, can't wait until this happens, then you're never enjoying the moment that's really here.
Yep, the present.
Because
that's why they call it the present.
These are the days.
Yes.
And we got that amazing quote from our friend Gina Satoli, who also has a show on here called
right.
These Are the Days.
Yes.
And really, these are the days. These are the most amazing days we've ever been in.
Yes. And it's just so important to connect up with, you know, like-minded individuals and stuff like that, so we can all support one another. And it's time more than ever to help one another. You know, even if you think, like, helping somebody even with, like, an, you know, a dollar or two, I tell you, the more that you put out, the more that automatically the universe brings back to you, you know, and it sure does make you feel good, and then it helps them, too. And if we keep doing more of that, then the new energy that's here, and that's what it's all about. It's loving and appreciating them right where they are instead of trying to fix them and change them. Because in the past, that has been something that I've dealt with myself. Just because you feel so great and you want to share it and stuff like that. But if, you know, it's to accept them right where they are And then if they come to you and they're requiring, you know, they're requesting assistance, then that's different.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's definitely been a shift.
Yeah.
And it's getting easier all the time.
Exactly.
But when you, you know, if you make a mistake, there's not really a mistake. It's just another step forward.
Exactly.
You know? And we're all human, and we're all in this together. And, you know, it's just important to love life.
Exactly.
And do something fun. Remember what tickles your heart, what makes you just totally come alive. Then just have some time and have fun.
Exactly.
It's so important now.
Remember what you loved to do as a kid and just do it. Be spontaneous. Go outside and sing out loud. If you're not comfortable with that yet, then wear a funky hat.
Yeah.
Walk downtown and wear a funky hat. And smile, everybody. Wear a free hug sign. You know, something spontaneous. Get you out of that every day. Because what we're figuring out is that now is in the new. New is the now.
Right.
Anything old that's not new cannot become, can't stay. If you had a routine that you did over to every day, you know, same thing, every day, and we're going in the new, you can't do that anymore. I mean, it's a choice. You can if you want, but it'll be much easier if you step into the new, flow, change, variety.
Yeah.
Can't have oatmeal every day.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how boring that would be. Well, tomorrow I'm going to have oatmeal. And then tomorrow, I'm going to have oatmeal. And tomorrow, I'm going to have oatmeal. Now, oh, what am I going to have tomorrow? Oh, boy, you know? So, really, variety is very great. And especially something you haven't done before. Now's the time to do something you've never done before. If it's skydiving, go skydiving. If it's jumping out of a plane, go jump out of a plane, which is skydiving. If it's gardening, go garden. If it's a movie you haven't seen, go see a movie.
Yeah.
You know? If you always rent movies, go see a movie. If you never rent a movie, go rent a movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Just kind of change it a bit. Add some more spice and some more spark. You know? And then, like I said, be around people that understand and appreciate life, and they understand that it's an incredible gift that's here.
Exactly.
And then take time. And this is what we do. We just kind of shut our eyes, and we take a deep breath, and then we just get really quiet and calm. And then there's this feeling that's hard to even put into words. But what's happening now is there is such a comfortableness and a calmness that's in my spirit that is just, I feel so good just being me.
Exactly.
That I don't have to do anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way I am is more than enough. And that's what people need to hear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't always have to keep going after a lot of things.
Exactly. You don't need to prove anyone right or wrong. You don't need to prove yourself. And you don't need to, you don't need to go get that job. You don't need to go be a doctor, even though you'd rather be home painting. You don't need to impress. You're not trying to impress anybody. The only person you're impressing is yourself. And what's most impressive is when you're comfortable with yourself and love yourself.
That's the biggest gift that you can give anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you, basically when you shine your bright light that you came here to be, then you unconsciously give that person that you're with that same gift. And then they go on to the next person and the next person. And so it's just real important that we take as much time as we can to love and appreciate everyone in our life, because things are changing real fast.
And especially since Thanksgiving is coming up, we really want to push the envelope of being grateful for what you have and being grateful of everything. Gratitude. Even if you smashed your favorite flower vase, be grateful for that. I mean, maybe not the exact moment it happened. Sometimes it's kind of hard. But maybe, you know, a day after you go, you know, I'm grateful for that. Not, I don't know why. I have no clue why.
Well, you could say, you know, I never really liked that vase.
Sure.
Someone gave it to me, and they, you know, and they always had me. So they said I had to keep it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and on that way, it removed out of your life.
Exactly. Or, oh my gosh, I'm on a radio show, and our guest didn't show up. Well, now we get to talk about what we really want to talk about and share the messages that we want to, you know? So be grateful and see the brighter side of the cloud. Because there actually is no cloud. That cloud is just an illusion that's made from your mind. And love your mind. Because it's all in this together.
Yes.
But I'm really, really, gratitude is so strong because when you're grateful for what you have, and I say this a lot, but it's very strong and true. When you're grateful for what you have, then more will come to you. Simple.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the law of the universe. And, the law of the universe. This, me and my mom heard from a wonderful tape set, actually, from Carol Tuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Carol Tuttle. And basically, what it is, there's two laws. And there's the law of suffering and the law of attraction.
Right.
You know, and the law of suffering is man-made. The law of attraction is from the universe.
Right.
And lots of people live their lives from the law of suffering. And the law of suffering is do,
have,
do, be. Have.
You have to do.
Oh, you have to do to be.
Right. And so that sets you up for working hard and barely making it. And it's called the law of suffering. And so what she was talking about, that it is really be, do, have. You be the vibration. She was talking about more abundance in your life. And she's like, you be the vibration of that abundance. Okay, then you only do, and when you're energetically guided by your guidance, and then you release it from there, and the how is the have, and that's not our department. And so the more that we can get that and allow it to be easy, things just arrive. And it's been happening for like just a couple of weeks, and we jump all up and down because it's amazing what we think about. And we talk about shows up in our life within a day or two.
It's amazing. The time right now is so fast. I mean, one time I joked about something like, wouldn't that be funny if, like, I found a quarter on the ground when I was talking about looking for a quarter, and I was like, oh, there's a quarter right there. I mean, just like, instant. I'm just like, oh, whoa. And so, really, you really want to talk about what you desire and focus on what you desire. And, but see, what I really want to tell you about that, too, because people hear that and they go, oh, okay, I will. I'll focus and talk about what I desire. And then all of a sudden, they find their mind wandering. Oh, I don't have enough. How am I going to pay the bills? Oh, dad, you don't do that. Don't think about that, because that's going to happen. No, it's what you give your energy the most to. The universe knows, okay, yes, of course, we know that you want that because you put more energy into that, you know. So even if you do accidentally, or you say that you don't have enough, just a little bit, but you say more of what you do have, and you think of it as much as you can, that overpowers the other thing.
Right.
So you don't have to, like, always, you know, okay, I'm trying to stay focused. No, don't talk to me. I'm trying to be positive. Okay. Okay. How much do I have? How much do I have? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't, you know. You don't have to do that. Just kind of know that what you most focus on will manifest. So you can relax. So
and have fun.
And have so much fun.
Yeah. The more you have fun, it seems like that it just, you know, because then you vibrate higher. And when you vibrate higher, it seems that's where abundance will play in. And that's where, like Carol was talking about, she says that we have vibrated the abundance more from our lower chakras, from the survival part. And she said the more that you can vibrate it from your heart chakra, your throat, your third eye, and your crown, that pretty soon, as you keep turning on all these different energy channels that are in you, you will automatically bring in more abundance. Automatically. It just gets onto an autopilot system.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. It's kind of like an auto ship, you know? You just go... You go into your universe back office and you go, abundance, auto ship on, thank you. And then, boop, auto ship, all the time, abundance, ship and common, you know? And it's instant, it's fast. And also, what I've found is a much even better way to bring in abundance is simply to do what you love.
Right.
Now is such the time to do what you love. I don't care if you think, you know, I don't have time to do what I love, you know. You have so much time to do what you love, because that's one of the main messages, the main purposes you're here, to do what you love.
Right.
Because you're helping so many people by doing what you love. If you're into, you know, if you would believe, you know, giving is better than receiving, which is pretty fine if you do, well, think of it this way. If you're not doing what you love, and you're, you know, just picking up a paycheck, but you think you're helping out just by picking up that paycheck, you're actually helping and giving out way more when you're doing what you love than picking up that paycheck. Because you're putting that energy out every single time. Think of this. Every dollar that you receive, every penny that you receive from doing what you love, give millions of dollars out to the world and back to you, you know. So a hard, you know, sweat and tear, blood, like $100, or a penny of what doing what you love. The penny is actually going to much more, because that penny will turn into $1,000 over that $100, you know. So really, if you want to help the world, if you want to help yourself, and if you want to help out at all, do what you love. Sometimes people tell me, oh, I don't know what people say. Do what you love. I have no clue what I do what I love, you know. Well, most people do that because they're thinking in financial terms, which is okay because everybody does. You have to sometimes. But, I mean, take something, look at something that you like to do, not that will bring you money, you know, because actually it will. Think of something back, you know, oh, I love jump roping. Well, how can that bring me money? Well, actually, it could. You could.
Because as you're jump roping, you're in that childlike energy, and the more you vibrate higher, then the universe can speak with you and give you incredible ideas that can take that penny and make it into thousands.
And
you
millions.
Know? Yes, it can be anything.
And you could do something where all of a sudden you invent this program about jump roping, how it helps heart health, you know. Just something, because the universe is going to go, when you're doing what you love to do, when you're in that thing of joy and stuff, then the connection to the universe is strong as ever, and you will just get messages and ideas on top and top of top. I mean, it's not a brainstorm. It's like a brain wave. It's like tsunami.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you try and think about something, you
then
know.
You're in the other part of your
you're
brain.
You're in the other brain,
mm-hmm.
Which is perfectly fine, but the better, the most amazing, wonderful messages are going to come when you're doing what you love. So if they say, why are you, you know, messing around? Come on over here and think. And I go, hey, this messing around is doing a lot of good, you know, because I'm not messing around. It's actually more productive than not messing around. If that makes any sense. It does, actually. But yeah, so remember, do what you love to do, and then take what you love to do and turn that into a career, you know, and don't let anything stop you at all, not at all, not family, not whatever people think, not limitations. Limitations are all illusions. They're made by you, you know. It's basically you going, okay, I'm going to walk down this road. Oh, wait, I can't because a car might come down this road, so I'm not going to walk down this road. Okay. I'm going to walk down this road. Oh, I can't because, well, it's a road and you're not supposed to walk in roads. You are making up. There's no cars on the road. You can walk on that road. You know, you're basically just kind of going, okay, I'm going to walk up this path. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me put this big boulder in front of it. Oh, can't walk on this road.
Yeah. We make it harder than it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's that, you know, it's a better idea to stay more in the middle of your spirit than one side or the other.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then when you do what you do, you know, that vibration goes out, and a lot of people think that they have to go out and be something really, really big, okay? But they're more than enough just right where they are,
exactly.
And if you go and help another person, or you talk to your neighbor or friend or whatever, because we've had some people here and stuff like that, and they were putting in new windows. Well, I stopped and I talked to them. They were the two brothers. And we talked to them and stuff like that. And what I got was, that's the difference that is happening to the planet. It's not the big, big, big things. It's the one-on-one-on-one with people, people with people who care and connect heart to heart. And it's so vitally important. So whatever you do, no matter how small it may seem, it's huge, guys. It's so huge. This wave goes out, and it just affects everybody. So just the more that we focus on the love and the ease and the joy that's here and helping one another, just whatever we can do, you know, even if it makes, you know, even if we've been frustrated with this person, they are a gift to us. They are bringing a part of us back to us. And so we can just, you know, understand that and then sit quiet in our spirit, because that's what I do. And I go, what is the gift this person is trying to give me? And it's helped me tremendously. And so it makes me look out at the world and see all kinds of friends that I've yet to meet.
Exactly.
That's my motto, a stranger is a friend I've yet to meet.
And if you walk out there with that motto, they're going to meet a lot of friends.
And it changes your whole world, because as you go out and you're feeling good and you're smiling, that beams lights, energy to people. And you don't even know the people that are, you know, that we looking at you and stuff like that, and they can just look at you just for a second. And if they saw a smile or something, that smile can be taken back to their family, and it can make the biggest difference in their whole day. The whole day.
You know, if you think, oh, you know, a smile, it's just a smile. No, it's not. You're walking down the street, you smile at someone, they smile back at you. Or if they don't, it's fine. But say they do, they smile back at you, and all of a sudden they feel, wow, that person smiled at me. I'm worth something, you know. I just want to feel like smiling. Then that person smiles another person. The other person smiles and smiles another person. It's a chain reaction. Pretty soon, everybody is smiling at each other, and it goes into an event where something, instead of if someone, you know, went like and brought that
right,
it could have affected someone's life. But since there was a smile, since it was like it changed that event, so it was positive for the better, you know? Like, for instance, I saw this one thing about this, you know, chain effect of how your energy affects it. And it started out, and it was like, someone was like, giving some lip to this person. And this person was like, oh, well, that guy was so mean. Da-da-da. And the next person I saw, you know, was just like, and pretty soon, it reached to this one person who was driving. And the person was so mad they were driving. And they were so unconsiderate and just not in the right zone that it affected the life. Like, you know, the person got hit. But then it went back. Then instead of a person going, they went and smiled and they said, you know what, I really appreciate what you're doing. Because it started out and this lady was, like, selling fresh fruit on the sidewalk, you know. And the person was buying the fruit, and she was not as fast as she is because, you know, she was older and stuff. But instead of him going, oh, my God, hurry up, you know, I've got an appointment, da-da-da, he was like, you know, I really appreciate you doing this, and I really appreciate your effort and time. And so she was smiling. She's like, wow, I never get, you know, people like this that much. And so then she brought that happiness and just thought, okay, well, I'm going to do that for the next person I see. So that happens, and pretty soon goes back to where that person's driving. And, you know, another driver, like, lets them pull over and turn instead of them go. And so he was like, wow, that person's so considerate. Turns out that it affected life because that person didn't get hit. He stopped for him, like, oh, hey, thanks. And it just affected even more. So really, just a smile can brighten not just one person's day, but everybody's day. That's true. So, you know, think about that. When you're walking down the street and you see someone, and you have no clue who they are, you just feel, oh, it's so awkward, you know. I have no clue that it is. Just smile. Just go, hey, how you doing? You know, me, sometimes I love to do this. I go to Albertsons, and I get some ice cream and stuff. I go, hey, have a wonderful day. So the person that's giving the ice cream, they're like, oh, wow, thank you, you know, you too. And then all of a sudden, their day is just brighter already, and I'm much more memorable, too. I go up there again, they go, oh, I remember you, you know. Rather than someone just kind of like, thanks, you know.
Like, oh, you again.
Exactly.
Because that energy, you know, it just goes out and it can make such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so important that we are to take time now and just help one another as much as we can.
Exactly.
Whatever's in front of us that we can do, let's do it. You know, because, I mean, here's one thing that I do, and people go, do you work here or something? And it's like in a restroom, the water will be all over, and there'll be paper towels all over, and I'll take the time and I'll wipe it down. And they're like, what do you do, work here?
Like, no.
And I said, no, but I'm leaving it better for the person after me, so they can have a good experience.
Or like one time, I was at a shoe store, right? And I was looking for the really big, big shoes, because, like, I wear 12s, and those actually were really high, and I couldn't find them. And this one guy, I was like, excuse me, oh, wait, you don't work here, do you? And he's like, oh, no, but what are you looking for? So he took the time, stopped shopping for himself, and helped me look for them, and I found them. And then afterwards, I was trying on all these shoes, and then I went over to find my mom and stuff and say, hey, how are these shoes? And I came back, and all my shoes were out and in boxes and stuff, and they're out of boxes, and they're on the floor. And this one girl was walking out, and she's like, she's pretty short, you know? And her job was to put the shoes back. Well, the shoes were on a way high shelf. So I started packing them up. I helped her, and I was like, hey, here you go. You know, you need help, because I don't think you can reach that, that easily. And it's like, oh, wow, thank you. And so I helped to put out, because then if I didn't, she would have had to get this big ladder, and she'd be a lot. And so she just was like amazed that someone did that, and that just lightened my day as well. So really, the least you can help is just as much, you know, like giving a dollar to someone on the street is even as strong as giving a $1,000 check to this big charity. It's the same effect, because it's all about the energy that you put into it.
Yeah. Because there was one time where there was a person that was there and everybody was avoiding him and stuff like that. And I got told very strongly from my own inner guidance, and it said, give what you have in your hand. And so I went up to him and I connected my eyes to his eyes. And you could see he was really hurt. You know, there was a lot of hurt there and stuff. But I basically, you know, I had $5. And I just said, here, this is for you. And I said, you know, I'm just so glad that you're on this planet with me. You know, and I said, I'm so thankful that you're here, because you do matter. And we both got tears in our eyes. But then I said, I hope you have a great day. And he goes, I'll have a better day now that someone saw me.
Exactly.
Sometimes people just want to be seen.
Sometimes they just want to be noticed.
Hurt. Yeah.
Heard.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they just want to be felt like they have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not just some person, you know.
Not like a number.
You know, exactly. You know. But, and also that reminds me, another thing, not only can it help them, it can really help you, because one time, okay, I was an example, I was at Options again, because I go to a lot, because it's fun, and everybody knows me there and stuff, but anyways, and so I was in this line, and it was a pretty short line, and I just had about two things and stuff, but anyways, there's this one older lady in front of me who had bags and bags of stuff in her thing, and heavy stuff, too. I mean, it looked like she was baking a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
Maybe she was, actually, but it was pretty far away. But anyways, so she was, like, putting them on there, and I said, hey, excuse me, do you need help with that? You know, could I help you? Oh, yes, certainly, thank you. And so, you know, she thanked me, so I helped her. I'm like, geez, I mean, even these bags are heavy for me. So I put them all up there and stuff, and then we went in line, and so it was so funny. She was, like, telling the cashier, oh, my gosh, it's so sweet. Did you know what that boy did? And this was, like, you know, I was just like, aw. And then all of a sudden, you know, she saw I had two items, and she had, like, a huge line. And she's like, you want to go ahead of me? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'd love to. And so then, you know, then while I was checking out, she was telling the cashier about how thoughtful I was and how sweet I was. And then afterwards, when I left that store, I was skipping. I was the most happiest I've ever been. I was like, oh, my gosh. I swear, I just wanted to, like, sing at the top of my lungs on the top of the building. I felt so amazing. I felt so great. And I realized by helping her, I helped myself. Because if I didn't, I would have been standing there for hours on end waiting for the person to go through that checker thing, you know? And since I helped that person, I helped myself. And I felt so great afterwards. It's really amazing. So, really, the least that you can help still gives an impact as
mm-hmm.
much.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, yeah. Because, you know, you never know when the person that you see on the side of the street could be you sometime. And, you know, if that was you, wouldn't you help yourself? Wouldn't you go up and say, hey, you need some? Of course you would. So think of that as, you know, whoever that could be, if that could be someone you know or just someone, it doesn't matter the appearance. Just see that person as an opportunity to help out. Because then it'll come back millions in return.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it will. It
yeah.
will. It's so beautiful, and it's an amazing time to be on this planet.
And a thing that really I see helps you feel 10 times better for yourself and helps you be on this planet even more, friends. Friends are very important. I mean, yes, family is very important as well, but friends sometimes you can feel very close to, and they just help you so much. Because, you know, sometimes you just feel like you can't go on, or you just don't feel up to self. They're there, and they help you, and they be there for you, you know.
And they love and accept you right where you are.
Exactly. They're not trying to change you, you know. They just are. And it's so great to have someone to just come over and just have a good time, you know, and
watch a movie.
And, you know,
a funny movie,
eat some popcorn.
Heck yeah.
You know, just togetherness.
Yeah.
Someone there that makes you feel good about yourself, and they make them feel good about them,
right.
their self, you know.
Just by being together.
It's really amazing to have some friends, you know.
Yes. Well, you're very rich.
So rich.
Yes, that's a part of a deep richness.
Because, you know, there's more than just one rich, you know. There's abundantly rich, which you all are. You are born rich. You're not going to be rich.
Right.
Because think of it. If you say you're going to be rich, and you keep on saying, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be rich, you're kind of saying, I'm going to catch the ball. I'm going to catch the ball.
Yeah.
And basically what that is like a metaphor. You know how you said, oh, I'd love to go there sometime, you know. Oh, well, maybe we can go, you know, we'll go tomorrow. We'll go there sometime. Tomorrow. Sometime. It's
future.
Mm-hmm. Future. You're never going to get that tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're not going to get to sometime.
Right.
So I'm going to go there right now, you know. So I'm rich right now. I was born rich. I'm rich, you know. And also, another thing, the reason why you are rich, you have so much to be grateful for. You have a wonderful working body. You have people in your life that care about you. You have friends. You have this beautiful earth. You have choice. You have freedom. You have the power to change your life. If that's not rich, I don't know what it is. I mean, that's a gold mine right there. And seeing how rich you are just like that brings that feeling of being rich.
Right.
And then the universe goes, oh, you feel rich? You are rich. You're right. Well, if you're rich, then that means you have a lot of abundance. So, there you go.
Yeah.
And
all different ways.
In all different ways, too. You know? He'll go, okay, oh, you're grateful for that? Here's more of it. You know? I'll stop saying, you know, it's getting really annoying. Sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. Because that's part of me, and I like doing it. And I accept all of me for who I am, and sometimes I apologize too much, and sometimes I say words that get annoying, but that's perfectly fine, because that's me.
Right.
And just to accept myself and not beat up on myself helps so much, you know?
That's very important. I think what would be fun to do and stuff like that, I've heard of this one thing where it was, I think it was a kindness newsletter, and what they did is they were like at a I think they were either at a fast food restaurant or something, and they went and paid the person's order behind them. And basically, they did this, and every time that the lady would come through and do this at the window, all the people that were working were having just a blast. They loved it, and they called this the blessing lady or something. And they said the longest one was 23 cars. So each person got sparked by that person helping the next person that helped the next that helped the next. 23 cars.
That's amazing.
Now, see, that's something we can do.
We can.
So easy. You know, an extra $5, an extra $10, mm-hmm. and it can make a tremendous difference in that person's life. And then they can make a difference in the next person's life.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe someone will pay for yours. Someone
yep.
will pay for yours,
yep.
you know. The next time you come there, they'll remember. I remember you. Oh, it was so nice you paid for mine. Hey, what are you getting? Oh, you know, I can pay for that. And they'd be like, really? Wow.
Yeah, and just accept it when it comes.
Yes.
Whatever someone offers you, even if it's a piece of gum and you don't really want to do gum, you can always take the gum
and
give it to
someone
your friends. Yeah. But then you're saying to the universe, yes, I'm open to the divine flow that is here now.
Mm-hmm.
So always accept, you know, no matter what it is.
Even if it's, even if it's a really ugly vase that might get broken accidentally, you could give it to Goodwill. You could give it to someone who thinks that vase is gorgeous,
yeah.
you know? Or you could somehow realize that you had something used for it, or maybe it breaks and you make this gorgeous piece of artwork out of it. Or you realize that you love it, you know? So by accepting anything it is, because everything and anything is abundance, and every time someone gives you something, it's an opportunity. The universe is saying, hey, are you ready for abundance? Do you want to accept this, you know? Are you ready to accept? It's just an opportunity, you know? And so if you go, oh, no, 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 then the abundance is going, oh, no, no, they're not ready to accept, so I can't send any abundance down them because they're not going to accept it. So everything is abundance. Accept it all. Because you will only bring what's for your highest and greatest good to you. You know, simple as that.
And I just love it when you think about, what are you going to have for dinner? And then, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but then all of a sudden, someone shows up. Oh, I just thought you guys might need some dinner or something like that. I mean, that just gives you goosebumps.
That just makes you go, wow.
You know, and then it just goes, wow. Okay, so they did that for us. Now, what can we do? You know, and then that's how that divine flow just keeps flowing, and it's all about circulating the abundance.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep holding on to it and saying we don't have enough,
no.
then that's exactly what we get to experience.
True.
And it can be very challenging because we have definitely had that experience. But what I got to the point was, it's all okay. No matter what, it's all okay. It's all in divine timing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. And life is a gift. And then the more that I let go of saying that I didn't have enough, the more that I just took the faith and took a deep breath and said, angels, you got me, and I put it out there, and now the flow has came, and it's just here, and it's so much more easy. You know,
exactly.
And so that's a lesson that we had to learn. So now we can mark that one off our list.
Woo!
We don't have to have that, you know, that
yeah.
one anymore.
And now we go on to the amazing, wonderful lessons of you can have it easy, you can have whatever you desire, love life, and have fun. That's my lessons for the day.
Feel good.
Feel great.
Yes, but it's so important to help one another. It really is. I just got it so strong this week.
Mm-hmm.
It just hits me in this incredible way that's so hard to put into words, but it's just a feeling of awe that is so deep at the core, and it's just an amazing time to be on this planet. But it's just vitally important that we think about, speak and talk, what's working in our lives and what we're grateful for, you know, and to take the time, and even if we haven't talked to a brother or a sister or whatever, you know, let's get into more forgiveness, let's let it go. And let's cherish the moments that we have with our family and friends and everyone, because it's vitally important. That will help planet Earth so much, because she just will, you know, would really be helpful if the more that we can focus on the love and the joy and the light and the ease that's now here.
And also what I want to add in is the more that you help others, the more you help yourself. And also, it's the other way around. The more you help yourself, the more you help others.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You can help others so tremendously by putting yourself first,
right.
You know?
Because then you vibrate from that place of plenty. And then you won't be so, grumpy. Because if you always do for others, we found out that the back of your heart gets closed down and you can't receive.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you do is you'll start being frustrated because you feel like all I do is give, but I never get anything in return. But so that's why it's just really important to, take the time and really build up your own energy field. And then if you're around somebody and they're frustrating you and stuff like that, it's okay to take some time and, you know, go out by a tree or whatever and just, you know, okay. And then what I do is I say, okay, universe, now, is this person trying to give me some kind of message that's a jewel to my life that I'm not seeing right now? But I step away from the situation, and then I kind of just go within, and then I just listen. And then I go on with my, you know, my day. And then all of a sudden I'll just get messages later on. And then I am much more thankful to the person, and I'm not so frustrated with them.
Yeah, and that really, really helps. And what I want to say as well is, what Mama's saying, you know, the more we focus on the love and the peace and awesomeness that really is great and awesome. Now, another thing that will make this planet and just this whole life experience be much easier and more wonderful is to deal with your stuff. Don't just say, oh, it's not there, you know, all is love, it's da da da, or, you know, oh, I don't have that issue, or that issue is bad. Well, it doesn't matter. If an issue comes up, then don't judge it. Clear it any way you possibly can. Just clear it. Because the more you work on your stuff, the more easier it'll be, way easier.
Because
you know?
Then you won't have so much static energy going out that, you know, because the more you're frustrated with certain things, the more you become a magnet. We're either a magnet for more higher vibration things or less vibration things.
It's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you hit, if like something comes up, a belief of like, oh, you're not good enough, or oh, you have to do everything, never get to yourself, you have to work out, any of that, don't go, bad self, don't think that. Don't beat yourself up. You're hurting yourself more than you're helping it, you know? What you're going to do is just, okay, so that belief came up. Okay, well, I guess I can clear that now. I'm so glad I can clear that now. Thank you for coming up. I can clear that now, you know? And then you have more time to love life.
Yes, and be a lot lighter and have a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm, exactly, and if something does come up, then just go. It's time for it to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And be grateful. Thank you. You know, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
It's important to take deep breaths and to really check in with your own inner guidance. That's what I'm getting very, very strong.
Also, I say also a lot. Also, the biggest message that everybody is trying to give. You know when you have someone that you always turn to for advice? Someone whose intuition is just always right, just amazing, you know, something or someone that, like, if it's that psychic that you always talk to or something. Anyways, what the biggest message they're trying to tell you is your own guidance is the best intuition, the best advice you can be given is you. The best advice is that you are your own psychic. You have the answers
within you.
Within you. You don't have to go anywhere outside. Follow your intuition. Follow it first. It's always right. The first thing you go, go for it. Doubt, nothing. What's that? Doubt, I don't know. What is it? No, nothing. Go for it.
It's the first feeling
comes
up. And, you know, the more that you take action from that first feeling, amazing things start unfolding in your life.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need confirmation from anybody at all. You know, because you go, okay, I get this message. And then you go and ask for confirmation, and they go, well, you know, I get this message. Oh, that's exactly what I got. Exactly. So see, it doesn't matter about what other people's intuition, it's exactly yours. I mean, you can go out and help ask for advice, you know, intuition is perfectly fine. But really, what they're trying to say is, you are the most powerful intuition there is, you know?
You're your inner teacher.
You're the inner teacher.
Hmm?
So you'll never have to go out to anybody else outside of yourself, you know? Doesn't that sound great? To have just this little inner Buddha going, oh, yes, my friend. Oh, yes, you. Yes, that is right. That is correct. Oh, you know, all is correct. Oh, yes. Good you, you know? If which there is. And, you know.
I may not have that voice, but.
Well, it won't happen. No. It's the only voice that. But what I'm trying to say is when you let the universe into your heart, you give it a home, then it will give you a lot, much more.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you call it, the universe, God, whatever, anything, if you're being friends with the universe, being best friends with the universe.
Like your buddy. Yeah, your best buddy.
You know, just visualize this being, you know, this person saying, oh, hey, I'm the universe. Yeah, you're my best, but what's up? Yeah. And just, you know, put your arm around them and just, like, relax and have a great time. See yourself by a fire, you know. Whenever you want to get rid of some stuff, I saw this when I was doing this meditation. Actually, it was a chant, and it was from this amazing person called Annette Carlstrom. And she is like, she's the Buddha of Sweden. But anyways, so I was having this chant, and I was hearing it, and it was like, alak, boom. It was like, really interesting, right?
Yeah, great.
And so, a great, great melody. And so, what I thought of, I saw someone dancing around this fire, like, and then doing the cha-cha, so it was like, da-da-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba, you know? And so I saw me and my universe self dancing around this fire, at a campfire, just having so much fun. We had these pictures in our hands, this basket of pictures, and there's like these old faded pictures, and these are all the old beliefs that you have. And you're dancing around, and each time you go boom, you throw some pictures into the fire. And there's this marker one. Hello? Hello? Oh, okay. Thought someone was there. Goes into the fire and, oh, goes into the fire and just vanishes. And into this bright sparkling light comes out of the fire. Then throw pictures in there and let it go. So thank you. Anyways, that's all we have. But have a wonderful day and love life. Oof, we're so grateful for you being here. It means so much to us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Remember, assist one another as much as we can. It's time to love one another as much as we can. Thanks so much.
Thank you.